I'm looking, Manny, Vinny replied. Any kind of pliers will do. Short-nosed, long-nosed, anything. I said, I'm looking.
There was the noise of metal against metal as Vinny rummaged through the tool chest.
Jesus, Manny said. I'd like to get at a stake before the night is over. I'm looking, Manny, Vinny said.
Triumphantly, he held up the pliers.
I got them. Give them to me, Manny said.
He accepted the pliers from Vinny with one hand while he held on to the length of 3/8 anchor chain with the other. The chain was wrapped twice around Stone's waist.
Now hand me the shackle, Manny said. This one?
Vinny asked, holding up a large stainless steel shackle.
Isn't there a galvanized one in there? Manny asked. Stainless is real expensive. Oni will give us hell. Like this?
Vinny asked, holding up another shackle.
That will do nicely, Manny replied, accepting the shackle. Come hold the chain for a minute.
Vinny came and held the chain, while Manny unscrewed the pin and slipped the shackle through two of the chain links. Then he inserted the pin, screwed it finger tight, and tightened it further with the pliers.
There, he said, tossing the pliers at the toolbox and missing. Stone, Manny said, I'm going to have to ask you to hop a few steps toward the transom thing.
Stone turned and looked at Manny as if he were an oversized semi-literate troll, which he was. His ankles were taped together, and he had no intention of assisting Manny and Vinny in their endeavor.
Okay, okay, Manny said. Vinny, grab an arm. Stone, it really would help if you would hop just a little.
Stone sighed as well as he could through one nostril, then gave a hop and collapsed over the toolbox, scattering its contents over the deck.
Thanks a lot, Manny said acidly. You were a big help. Vinny, hold him here for a minute.
He moved to the port side of the boat and dragged a 75-pound Danforth anchor over to Stone's feet. He rummaged among the tools scattered on the deck and came up with another shackle.
Where the hell did the pliers go?
He asked nobody in particular.
There they are, Vinny said, pointing. Hand them to me,
Manny said. He took the pliers, shackled the anchor to the end of Stone's chain, and tightened the pin.
I think that'll do it, he said, picking up the anchor and handing it to Stone.
Stone cradled the anchor in his arms like an overgrown puppy.
Any last words, Stone? Manny asked. Then he and Vinny burst out laughing. Any last words? Vinny chuckled. That's a good one.
The two men muscled Stone over to the transom, which came up to his knees.
Hold him right there, Vinny, Manny said, leaving Stone's side and walking behind him. I'll handle this.
Manny grabbed a bolted-down fisherman's chair for support and placed his foot in the small of Stone's back.
Compliments of Onofrio Ippolito, he said, then kicked Stone over the stern.
Stone was not prepared for how cold the Pacific Ocean was, but then, he reflected, he hadn't been prepared for a lot of things. He let go of the anchor, then followed it quickly toward the floor of the sea, trying desperately to hold on to his final breath.
1.
Elaine's, late. Stone Barrington sat at a very good table with his friend and former partner, Dino Buschetti, who ran the detective division at the NYPD's 19th Precinct, and with Elaine, who was Elaine. The remnants of dinner were cleared away by Jack, the head waiter, and brandy was brought for Stone and Dino. It was very special brandy. Dino had the bottle of his own stuff stashed behind the bar, and it annoyed Elaine no end because she couldn't charge him for it. Not that she didn't find other ways to charge him for it.
Okay, I want to know about Arrington, Elaine said. Elaine, Dino interrupted.